Congratulations. What is your initial reaction?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know what to feel. It's been such a special season in a lot of ways. To have it culminate with this is pretty over the top. So it's going to take me some time to let it all sink in, but it just means a tremendous amount to me, given the amount of respect I have for the other kickers in the league, and I certainly know how some of those guys are feeling tonight, because I've been on the other end of this thing, and every year there's a handful of guys that are deserving, and you could make a really good case that was the case this year. So my hat's off to the Sebastian Janikowski, the Justin Tuckers, the Sean Sweeshams, guys like that. They've had tremendous seasons, and I got all the respect in the world for those guys.
What do you say for what Reggie Hodges did to really ignite the fans here?
You know what? It's tough sometimes to make friends in this business. Guys come and go a lot, and everyone's kind of out trying to take care of themselves. And so to have a friend that's a teammate like Reggie, to go out of his way to kind of mobilize the fan base and just show that he cared about me, and he knew this was a goal of mine. That means a tremendous amount, especially when you consider, you know, how rare it is to even have a friend in this business. So I'm always going to remember, you know, Reggie's role in this, and be really appreciative of it.
Phil, how did you get the word that you'd been selected? Did Pat call you, or who did give you the news?
You know, there started to be a lot of rumblings, and I deliberately tried not to to know. We wanted to watch the show with my kids, and I had a fairly good idea what was going on, but it was a pretty priceless moment when we saw the name flash up on the screen, and my kids went nuts, and my wife went nuts, and man, that makes these 15 years of waiting worth it.
So who's going to Hawaii with you, Phil?
I'm sure I got a lot of friends that want to go now, so it's going to take me a week or two to figure out who all is going to go, but we're going to definitely take some people with us. This has been a long road, and it certainly hasn't been one that has just been for my wife and I alone. We've had people that have supported us all the way, and we want to enjoy this with them.
Is this your best season?
You know what? It's not done yet. I still got to go finish this thing up, but I'll say this. I was, if you remember back in July, I was pretty excited to be back, and I talked about how rejuvenated I was from spending an entire off season at home, and had changed some workouts and training regimens, and even got a little help with my kickoffs. And I was really excited to see how all that hard work and the attention to detail would show up. And I'd say that most of that has presented itself this season, and I've been able to take advantage of what I learned this past off season. And it's kind of a shot in the arm now to be eager to get back home and do it all over again, see how much better I can improve for next year.
Hey, Phil, this is such a nice, wonderful reward for you. Do you just try to relish this moment and try not to think about the possibility that this could be your last game in a Browns uniform?
Yeah, it's a lot of emotions right now. Obviously, there's a combination of those kind of mixing together, but I'm going to enjoy this tonight. I've got my family here with me, and we're at a friend's house, and we're just going to really enjoy it. And then, you know, it seems like the last several weeks there's been a series of distractions, if you will, that I've had to block out and kind of zero in on what the task at hand is. And fortunately for me this week, it's Steeler week, and that's a big week around here. I've come to understand what that game's all about to our fans in this city, and so it's not going to be difficult at all to, even with this news, it's not going to be very difficult to get back to work tomorrow and study those guys and go over to Heinz Field and see if we can't get a win.
Hey, Phil, can you contrast your feelings today compared to when you made the team and Palmer said, we're starting with you?
That's a tough one. You know, I'll go even further back. I couldn't help, as I was sitting there tonight watching the show, I couldn't help but remember my, I guess you call it a draft party back in 1998, where I was literally waiting to be drafted and had everyone around and throwing a party, and then the phone never rang. And it seems like that dark cloud has kind of hung over my head as an undrafted guy ever since. And in a lot of ways, I'm grateful for it because it's been what's driven me and pushed me to just keep my head down and keep plugging away and try to keep getting better year after year. And so to have my name finally called 15 years later is kind of hard to wrap my mind around, because I think, in all honesty, I'd kind of grown accustomed to not having my name called and kind of being behind the scenes and the underdog and all those kinds of things. So this is certainly a welcome change, but it's not going to change who I am or how I go about my job. And I'm just very grateful that at least one time in my career I get to experience this.